I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am Pastor Clarence William Page of Trinity Baptist Church, Greensboro, High Point, Guilford County, North Carolina, and the world, and wherever man is found. I thank the Lord for your being with me this day, and I pray that you will be blessed. The Lord is in the blessing business. I call your attention to the book of Acts in the New Testament, A-C-T-S, the book of Acts, A-C-T-S, in the New Testament, to Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14, the reading begins at verse 1. And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Long time, therefore, abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews, and part with the apostles. And when there was an assault made, both of the Gentiles, and also of the Jews, with their rulers, to use them despitefully, and to stone them, they were aware of it, and fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lieth round about. And there they preached the gospel. And there sat a certain man of Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet." And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, "The gods are come down to us in the likeness of men." And they called Barnabas Jupiter, and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priests of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gates, and would have done sacrifice with the people. Which when the apostles, Barnabas and Paul, heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out and saying, "Sirs, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passions with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea, and all things that are therein, who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good, and gave us rain from heaven, and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. And with these sayings, scarce restrained they the people, that they had not done sacrifice unto them. And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. And after they had passed throughout Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down into Attalia, and thence sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them, and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. And there they abode long time with the disciples. Acts chapter 14, verses 1 through 28. Acts chapter 14, verses 1 through 28. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father God, thank you for this opportunity to worship. Thank you for this opportunity to publish your word. Use this word and this worship to your great glory, and cause it to redound to the good of every listening ear. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Father. Amen. My friends, for a while, let's worship together using the topic, Pangs of the Early Church. Pangs of the Early Church. P-A-N-G-S of the Early Church. Pangs of the Early Church. P-A-N-G-S of the Early Church. The church was founded by Jesus Christ, of course. And yet, much work remained after the Lord ascended back to heaven. One thing that says to me is that God put a lot of confidence in the ability of the human mind, the human spirit, the human intellect, the human being. Jesus could have outlined with specificity everything that was to be done concerning the Christian church. Rather, he taught his apostles and called at least one apostle, the Apostle Paul, and through them he put together the structure, the architecture of the Christian church. That is a great and marvelous thing that the Lord did. We should never underestimate the confidence that God has in us human beings, in his people. And we should be up to the task of allowing him to structure things through us. In terms of Christianity, we have the structure here in the Word of God. We're not to add to it. We're not to take away from it, but we're to use what we have in worshiping, in bringing people to Christ. As a matter of fact, the early church, the apostles, They used what they had. They used Moses and the prophets and the words that Jesus had given, the commands of Jesus, the work that Jesus did. And when questions arose, they put all of those things together, not forgetting what the Lord had said. And from that, we have now the Christian church. And yet, there was much turmoil. There was much opposition. But they held fast. They kept the faith. They did not give up. They did not give up. Those of us who are Christians must not give up. There were pangs of the early church. And there are some pangs of the current church, not in terms of developing theology, but holding fast to it. There are oppositions. There are many, many denominations now. There weren't that many when they were called Christians at the first at Antioch. There weren't a whole lot of denominations. There may have been some differences in spiritual opinions in terms of exactly what the church should look like. And God was using them to craft that through the power of God. The church that we now worship through, the church into which we bring those who are not saved and get them saved, this structure was completed by God working through men and women to give us a composite. They talk about a systematic theology in seminary. And so it was from that which the Lord gave that this systematic theology has been developed. And even though we call it systematic theology, there are numerous denominations that vary to some extent. And so this is what we are to understand, that the early church had pangs, P-A-N-G-S, and we should not be surprised if, particularly because of our various denominations, that the current church and our current worship motifs will also experience some pangs as we try to go forward. What I try to do is focus in on Jesus. I try to keep my eye on Jesus Christ. I try to keep my eyes on what he said. I try to keep my eyes on what he taught, particularly through the apostles that he left here to complete the structure of the Christian church. And so we read, you and I, in Acts chapter 14, about some of the experiences that Paul and those with him had. Let's read now Acts chapter 15. It's a rather long chapter, but I believe it bears our reading it to get some idea of what they went through. It may be that in your denomination, not everyone is going to agree at first, but getting together and praying and fasting and seeking the presence and will of the Lord, you will be able to maintain and sustain the church that the Lord has put you in. Always being very careful to adhere to the word of Almighty God. Always being very careful to adhere to the rightly divided word of God. So in chapter 15 of the book of Acts, we will experience getting together of the early church to resolve some of the things that were questionable. But they did not give up. That's the one thing. There were pangs of the early church. And there are pangs, P-A-N-G-S, of the current church. But we must hold on and pass the church on. They held on and they passed the church on. We must understand that the Lord can work through every generation. Not that that the scriptures are changing, but God can show them exactly whatever thing is and should be in the Lord. Let's read now, beginning at Acts chapter 15, beginning at verse 1. And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren, and said, Except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy unto all the brethren. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. But there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees, which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them, and to command them to keep the law of Moses. And the apostles and elders came together for to consider of this matter. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, Men and brethren, ye know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved, even as they. Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophet, as it is written, After this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Wherefore my sentence is, that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God, but that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols, and from fornication, and from things strangled, and from blood. For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. Then please it the apostles and elders, with the whole church, to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, surnamed Barsabas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren. And they wrote letters by them after this manner, The apostles and elders and brethren, send greeting unto the brethren which are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia. For as much as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your soul, saying, Ye must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment, It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have sent, therefore, Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that ye abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which if ye keep yourselves, ye shall do well. Fare ye well. So when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the epistle, which when they had read, they rejoiced for the consolation. And Judas and Silas, being prophets also themselves, exhorted the brethren with many words, and confirmed them. And after they had tarried there a space, they were let go in peace from the brethren unto the apostles. Notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to abide there still. Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord, with many others also. And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, Let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord, and see how they do. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed unto Cyprus. And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. Acts chapter 15, verses 1 through 41. Acts chapter 15, verses 1 through 41. So we see the trauma that the early church went through. We see the questions that arose. We see the dissension. We see that at times things got so testy and strong that even Paul and Barnabas separated. We see that even in the church sometimes there can be differences of opinion. The important thing, I think, is that they both stayed with the church. They both kept doing the word and work of God. They both kept doing the work of the Lord. In the case of them, Paul wanting to go back around to the churches that they had worked with. Barnabas wanted to take John Mark. I believe John Mark was his nephew. And Paul thought it not good to take him because Mark at some point had apparently departed and not gone with them to some of the work. But Barnabas wanted to take him. And the dissension was so strong that Paul and Barnabas separated. And Barnabas took Mark and went on doing the work, and Paul chose Silas, and they went on doing the work. There were pangs in the early church, and so when there are pangs in your church, when there are pangs in your denomination, fast, pray, consult diligently the word of God, and keep on doing the work. Make sure that you are in the will of God. The Holy Spirit will lead you. It is evidenced by the many denominations that we have that the Lord is working through more than one denomination. It is evidenced that there can be some division of thought, some division of some process. and yet the Lord's work can be done. And so while we see the pangs of the early church, we must also recognize that there are pangs in the current church. And sometimes it will look like it's just us. Sometimes it will look like we can't make it. Sometimes it will look like the odds are against us. But always remember, with the Lord, the odds are always in your favor. We learn from the growing pains of the early church that when we do it the Lord's way, the odds are always in our favor, though the numbers we're facing may be vast. There may be a few of us and thousands or millions of them, but oftentimes there are those who are of the Lord that we don't even see. Let's take a look at Acts chapter 18. Acts chapter 18, beginning reading at verse 1. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth. Now, in terms of context, he had been in Athens, Greece, and he preached on Mars Hill because they were given to idols. And so this is not the continuation. This is not the immediate continuation of what we just read in chapters 14 and 15. But other things have transpired. And so Paul then has gone to Athens, Greece, and ministered there. So now chapter 18 says, after these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and came unto them. And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought, for by their occupation they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. And when Silas and Timotheus were come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus was Christ. And when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, he shook his raiment and said unto them, your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From henceforth I will go unto the Gentiles. And he departed thence and entered into a certain man's house named Justus, one that worshipped God, whose house joined hard to the synagogue. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized. Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision, be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace, for I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city. And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. That's Acts chapter 18, verses 1 through 11. Acts chapter 18, verses 1 through 11. So Paul has encountered some opposition here, and yet he gets a visit in a vision from the Lord. Listen at Acts chapter 18, verse 9. Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision, be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace, for I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city. Acts chapter 18, verses 9 and 10. So my friends, in the midst of the opposition, in the midst of the growing pangs, P-A-N-G-S, of the early church, in the midst of confusion, in the midst of questions, in the midst of having to consult the Holy Spirit and allow Him to help them work things out. Jesus speaks to Paul in a vision, as we see in Acts chapter 18, verse 9. And here's what Jesus says to Paul. Be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace. For I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee. For I have much people in this city. Acts chapter 18, verses 9 and 10. Verse 9 says, Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision, Be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace. For I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city. Acts chapter 18, verses 9 and 10. I guess I can assume that Paul thought the Lord was with him, but I'm not going to assume that Paul knew that the Lord had much people in that city. And I'm sure it was totally reassuring to Paul when the Lord says, I am with thee. That's the greatest reassurance one can have. For I am with thee. Jesus told Paul, For I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee. For I have much people in this city. Now, isn't that reassuring? So in the midst of the trouble, the trials, the tribulations, in the midst of Paul having been stoned and thought to be dead, and yet the Lord helped him get up and keep on going. In the midst of confusion and disagreements with his companion, the one his ministering team member, Barnabas, in the midst of all that split and so forth, after having gone to Athens, Greece, and spoken with them, and to some extent being ridiculed, they called him a babbler, which probably insinuated that he wasn't well educated. And yet, after that, the Lord says, Be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace. For I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city. And so, that's it, my friends, when the Lord says it. When the Lord says, I am with thee, a lot of times we assume he is, but when he shows up and says, I am with thee, that's what he did for Paul. It was a tough time, a hard time, a difficult time. And yet in the midst of the turmoil, in the midst of the opposition, in the midst of the difficulty, the Lord shows up in the midst of the pangs of the early church. The Lord shows up and says, Be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace. For I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city. Hallelujah. I said the hallelujah, that's not in the scripture. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for helping us to realize that as church leaders, many things can arise. Sometimes we'll have questions. There will be this faction and that faction. There will be this opinion and that opinion. There will be this philosophy and that philosophy. Even now, Father God, in the year 2025, we have differences of opinion among the brethren. Among the brethren, these are not always false prophets. Sometimes, Lord, among the brethren, there can be sincere questions and disagreements. Father God, please, 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 through your Holy Spirit, through your word, through your very presence, through your very presence, help us to get things right that we might pass on to others when we leave. A church that is correct according to your word, your will, your way. Thank you for stepping in and saying to the Apostle Paul, be not afraid, but speak and hold not thy peace. For I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee. For I have much people in this city. Lord, be with us. Be thou with us. Be thou with me. Help me to speak and hold not my peace. Help them who truly are of thee to speak and hold not their peace. For I believe you have much people in this world. I believe you have much people in this world. The early church experienced the pangs of growing, but they did not give up. And Father God, help us to hold on, though there's much opposition. Much opposition. Help us to hold on. And then when our time on earth is over, help us to pass on to the next generation. In the next generations, that which is right, that which is genuine, that which is holy. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. We are instructed to not give up, to not give up, to not give up. But as you said to Paul, be not afraid, but speak and hold not thy peace, for I am with thee. And no man shall set on thee to hurt thee. For I have much people in this city. In Jesus' name I pray, Father God, thank you, amen. My friend, if you are not saved, please take faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Take faith in the word of God. Believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Once you are saved, be sure to contact the Christian ministry and a minister and request Christian baptism. Christian baptism is very important. The Lord will send people to help you. Those of you who are already saved, who are church leaders, please, please, please hold on. It can be difficult. There can be pangs, P-A-N-G-S. Oh, there's much difference of opinion, particularly now. People are doing worship in many varied ways. For me, I want it to be holy. For me, I want it to be holy. Pray, pray, pray. Fast, fast as the Lord leads. Pray. Meet together with those who are truly of God, and the Holy Spirit will meet with you. The Lord Himself will lead you and guide you, and you will make it through the pangs of the present church. Just like the early apostles and Christians made it through the pangs of the early church. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, for the Lord is with thee. For the Lord is with thee. For the Lord is with thee. If you are saved, if you are sanctified, if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, if you are saved, if you are sanctified, if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, the Lord is with you. And don't forget the words of the Lord to the Apostle Paul. Be not afraid, but speak and hold not thy peace. For I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee. For I have much people in this city. You find that in Acts chapter 18, verses 9 and 10. Let us look unto the Lord and be dismissed. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.